searched all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Amen. Now, let's look at another scripture, Colossians chapter 3. Turn over to Colossians 3. You're going to see the wisdom of God just come out real clear here. Now, look at verse 18. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Did y'all catch that? He gives some instruction to husbands and wives again. Sounds just like Ephesians 5, don't it? All right. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter 3. Look at verse 1. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation or the lifestyle of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation. That word conversation means lifestyle of manner of living, coupled with fear, that's reverence, whose adorning, let it not be the outward adorning of the plaiting of the hair and of wearing of gold or putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which in the sight of God is of great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection to their own husbands. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Now, Satan is very good at creating fear in a woman and giving a woman the fear of submission. And if you're going to do it God's way, you have to overcome that fear of submitting to your husband. Some women won't do it because they're scared that they're going to be abused if they really submit to their husband, that they think that the husband's just going to dog them and mistreat them. But if he's a godly man and if he's striving to do right, and he's got an ear for God, then God can work in his heart. And God does not give the man unconditional authority over his wife. And this is not unconditional submission. We had to clarify that a wife only submits to her husband as long as he's not telling her to do something that violates God's word. He can't say, you my wife, go rob the bank and get us some money. She ain't got to submit to that. She ain't got to go along with nothing wrong. Okay? So a man have to have some knowledge and some understanding so that Satan don't move him into an arena, into an area where he will abuse his wife, because misinformation will lead to abuse and mistreatment of one another if you don't have a revelation of how God ordained for it to be in the beginning. Amen? So you need the revelation to say, God, show me how to be a good husband, show me how to be a good wife, and show us how to love. You know, as a husband, show me how to love my wife, and a wife, show me how to honor and respect my husband and to be in submission to him. Praise God. And when you get it right, I'm going to tell you blessing flow. Amen. I'm going to tell you blessing flow. Blessing flow, and it's good. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's finish reading here. All right. Verse number 7. Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. You see that? Now, dwell or live with them according to correct knowledge. Or you could say, live with them according to revelation knowledge. A husband is supposed to live with his wife according to knowledge. All right, let's keep reading here. He says, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. So you see that when things are out of order in the home, then it's hard to even get answers to prayers. And when you can't get answers to prayer, then all hell break loose, right? And then people get to a point where they just can't see a way to fix anything because they're just in a different mindset altogether, and they walked away from the scripture, and a lot of people don't even want to hear what the scripture have to say. I don't want to hear what the Bible got to say. I just won't do what I want to do. All right, you can have your own way if you want to. God's going to let you have your own way. But I'm going to tell you, if you want God's blessing, then you have to do it his way. So, first of all, let's talk about the responsibilities that God has given to the husband, the man of the union. The husband has been instructed in these scriptures here that I just shared with you. There's 7 instructions for a husband. There's 7 instructions given to a man on how he's supposed to treat and how he's supposed to love his wife. The first one is to love his wife as Christ loves the church, and to love her as he loves himself. So if you can't get the first part right, you say, I don't know how Jesus loved the church. Then you do know how you take care of yourself. So you ain't got no excuse, because you know how to take care of yourself. You know how to pamper yourself. You know how to do what you want to do. You know how you want to be treated. So he just give us no escape there, that you got that a husband have to love his wife. And he's talking about a sacrificial love where a husband, a man, will put her needs before his own needs. The Bible says that Jesus gave himself for the church. That means he laid down his life for the church. That means it wasn't even about him. And so if a man is going to walk by revelation, then he has to be willing to put his wife before himself. He had to be willing to take care of her before he takes care of himself. Right? That means that if there ain't but one neck bone, one pork chop, and both of y'all looking at that neck bone, who's supposed to have the neck bone? That wife's supposed to have that neck bone. She's supposed to get that pork chop. You understand? Maybe not pork chop, mind that piece of chicken. Right? Praise God. He got to take care of her interests first. See, he laid down his life. He literally become a servant to his wife. Amen. But not in a bad way that he's a slave. I ain't talking about having a slave mentality. And I'm not talking about a woman rising up and trying to make a slave out of her husband. Because some women want a slave for a husband. But I'm going to tell you, a real man of God just ain't going to knuckle down to that. A real man of God ain't going to be no slave. Praise God. Let me keep going here, Bob. If you're a real man, you ain't no slave. A real man know how to rule his house. Right? A real woman of God, a real child of God, knows how to submit to her husband. Even if he ain't saved, there's a proper way for you to deal with even an unsaved husband or an unsaved wife. You still have to live the way God wants you to live. You know, there ain't no condition on here. You know, love them if they love you. Love them if they treat you right. No, what kind of love Jesus loved the church with? Unconditional love. Unconditional. So we see that the husband have a real tall responsibility, and he can't really love his wife as Christ loved the church without a revelation of who his wife is through the eyes of God. So a man had to spend enough time with God to find out who he married to, and really need to find that out before he marry her. See, that's why a lot of marriages don't work. People find out that they married Frankenstein after the honeymoon's over. Count Dracula woke up, a bloodsucker. Just sucking me dry. Y'all know what I'm talking about? A leech. Some people have married a leech. All they do is take, and never give. Don't never add nothing. You need to find out if you got a man of God, if you got a leech. You better find out before you get married. And if you find out after you get married, you better start praying. You better start praying, amen? Praise God. The main thing here is that a man loving his wife like Christ loved the church, look at how Jesus deal with us. Jesus loves us. He corrects us, right? He disciplines us. So a wife has to be able to be corrected by her husband when he right. I ain't talking about if he's wrong now. But when he's right, a woman has to be submitted enough to receive instruction from him.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, so I don't want to spend a lot of time on these. We got a long list here to go. All right, number two. He has to nurture or to nourish his wife. What does that mean? That means to provide and to supply what is necessary for life, what is necessary to remain healthy or to grow stronger. A man is responsible for creating an atmosphere in the home that his wife can thrive in. The man is supposed to provide and supply.
Amen.
He's supposed to nurture. He's supposed to take care. Amen.
Amen.
Because when he does those things, he's meeting a basic need that woman has, and that need for security. All women want to be secure. They want to know that they're loved, they're taken care of. Amen. He provides emotional support, financial support. He meets her physical needs for sexual relations. He carefully protects her from outside harm and danger. I know that during a time when I had made a critical decision to resign from a job without getting another one first, because the Lord told me to do it, and CeCe submitted to that, just came under me and said, okay, if you believe this is God's will, I'll go with you to write the resignation. Now, that's a woman of faith right there.
Amen.
Okay? All right? But then I made a promise to her and to those children. I said, CeCe, whatever I have to do, whatever it is, I will take care of you and these children. I said, you will not want for anything. Y'all are not going to suffer through this. And I told her this. I said, if I have to pick up cans on side the road and sell cans to put food on the table, I will do whatever it takes. I ain't talking about illegal stuff. I ain't talking about ungodly stuff. I ain't going to go sell no drugs. You understand? I ain't going to get involved in no illegal activity. I'll do anything legal. If I got to work 20 hours, I'm going to do whatever it takes, because I made a promise to you that I was going
to
take care of you.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100, or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
This is KAYT, Gina.
Alexandria.